More than 200 artist books created over the past three decades at the Women's Studio Workshop in Rosendale, New York, have been shipped to the Library of Congress, which acquired the collection for $52,000. Tatana Kellner is a co-founder and artistic director at the workshop.
So we have 8 other libraries which collect everything we publish, but obviously getting Library of Congress, it's, you know, important because it's sort of everybody recognizes, oh, it's Library of Congress.
Other institutions that house books published by the Women's Studio Workshop include Vassar College in Poughkeepsie and Yale University. Mark Dimunation is the chief of the Rare Book and Special Collections Division at the Washington, D.C.-based Library of Congress. He says that although the library had individual works from the Women's Studio Workshop, it became apparent that capturing the output of the cooperative over time would be important for several reasons, one being the consistent quality of the works.
It, in a very concise way, reflects the role of women in book arts in America.
And that role, explains Maureen Cummins, is nurtured at the Women's Studio Workshop.
It made me feel so supported as an artist, but also as a woman. I was connecting with other women. I think that it creates a kind of community for women and for artists that the army, you know, creates for another kind of set of values. And it's not easy to find that kind of community for these values. They're not mainstream values. If you don't find that, you're kind of adrift and in danger.
A Brooklyn transplant, Cummins is a resident of the hamlet of High Falls in Ulster County. Two of her books are included in the Library of Congress acquisition.
I did 2 projects under the auspices of their artist book production grant. The first is a book entitled Crazy Quilt. The second is a book entitled The Business is Suffering. Crazy Quilt was about the history of women institutionalized for madness from Victorian times to the present.
And she describes The Business is Suffering as dealing with slave-era history. She says it was Crazy Quilt and her first experience at the Women's Studio Workshop that set her on her own as an artist. Women's Studio Workshop has hosted more than 5,000 artists from around the world since the workshop's establishment in 1974. Artists apply for residency, and a rotating jury selects 4 or 5 each year. Again, here's the workshop's Kellner.
So one of our goals is not only to produce these artworks in a book format, but also to place them in collections where they could be viewed and read by different audiences.
Mark Dimunation explains where the Women's Studio Workshop collection fits into the Library of Congress.
So the Library of Congress in the Rare Book and Special Collections Division documents both historically and in contemporary terms the use of the hand press. That's why these books are located in the Rare Book Division, because it continues the tradition of the handmade book. But in the last, I would say, 30 years, the notion of the artist book has exploded into a major movement. And so the library is trying to document as best it can the notion of the book, how the book is used as a conveyor of thought and idea and illustration and image, and to do that in an intelligent way at a research level.
The Library of Congress is the largest library in the world, as well as the nation's oldest federal cultural institution. It serves as the research arm of Congress. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.